Welcome back to another week of the A&B Podcast. It's your boy Young Tamarack, and my head's rocking like Led Zeppelin. I'm here with some good people because my people is never not good. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Stare, aka the finesse fella, aka Papa Stare, aka that nigga straight behind you on the left. Yeah, that nigga about to stare. It's good. I'm ready to start podding. I'm ready to start doing this. Got my Lakers purple and gold. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got beef with you on the Lakers shit, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But like I said, I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. And this week we got the fine gentleman from the DAF clothing line. Go ahead and introduce yourselves and let them know what it is, fellas.
It's your boy, Bink Backwood.
It's your boy, Ben Danklin.
And they did come in here smelling like Dankin Backwoods. So I want y'all to make sure they come with the proper essence everywhere that they go. So I'm happy to have these fellas in the building because I definitely wanted to do this interview. And we've been trying to get it to pop off since we started the podcast. So welcome to the podcast, y'all. Again, appreciate y'all for coming through.
Thank y'all for having us, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hopefully this is the first of many times that we get to link up along y'all journey to becoming one of the biggest brands to come out of B-More.
For sure.
But as always, to begin the episodes, we check in with everybody, see how everybody's been. So if anybody wants to jump out the gate, if they got any exciting news they want to share, anything major that happened in them this week, Alistair, I know you got your Lakers around. So go ahead, tell niggas. Go ahead, let them know.
My weeks always be all over the place. Like I always tell everybody on the podcast. Mm-hmm. This week, I start because right after the last episode we had with Dio, my fault. We played Monopoly. We played Monopoly, bro. And that Monopoly game went off for, what time you left? Like 4?
Yeah.
I didn't leave and go home until like 9.
From playing Monopoly?
From playing Monopoly. He's bad, but they played different. They were like, yeah, you land on my property, you don't got to pay. I was like, you don't got to pay. What? That's complex. That's crazy.
He was playing socialism Monopoly.
Like I'm saying.
That's crazy.
It started with that transition with work, you know. Same old. This little girl cut her eyebrow because she didn't want to do her Zoom call. You know, it's that type of thing. Yep. But she can't guess her race.
What?
Bingo. I would say, what up? I started at Lids. You know?
Wait, I'm sorry. You said she deliberately cut her eyebrow?
Yeah. Like, it's not good to you now. Yeah. She took her scissors.
Oh.
And, you know, just trimmed a little bit.
Okay.
Mom wasn't too happy. You know, she started raising hell. You know,
On the Zoom call.
No. This is in the classroom, but she turned off her camera and was like, yeah, let me give myself a little makeover. She's in second grade, so, you know, she should know better, but she don't. Started at Lids. First day on the retail grind. It's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, you did get a job at Lids.
Yeah, you know.
What's the discount looking like, man? What's that hitting on?
40%?
What else can you buy besides hats, though?
Anything that's associated with Lids. So Lids 2.0. And Fanatics.
Just so basically just hats.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I was like, it's just hats.
Lids 2.0 is jerseys. Lids.
Okay.
And then Fanatics is like the memorabilia shoe. So, you know, just holla at
me. Okay. I got you. I want to get a hat embroidered that says Booty Man on it.
Say no more.
That would be ideal for me. So,
and then, and then my car troubles just followed me in and my window won't go up. So, you know. And it definitely rained last night. So
should have went Honda game, bro.
That's my week.
respect. Well, I mean, I feel like my weeks ain't never super eventful, like I always say, bro. Just work, bro. Watching the numbers for the Move Your Body video go up. Like I said, 50,000 views now. So, like, that's lit. I ain't never had nothing I ever, like, did, like, reach that many views. So, that shit cool as hell to me. Don't ever let nobody tell you that 50,000 views ain't cool because that shit's cool.
Let's go, my boy, out of here.
Yeah.
My week was normal. Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'm just saying. Because, I mean, you know me. I'll get on my phone and be like, yeah, nigga, I got 50. Like, that's not the type of, like, nigga that I am. So, I mean, like, this is my platform to express the fact that, you know what I'm saying, I got 50,000 views. So,
Drop a 50 piece on it real quick.
Right. I mean, if it, I wanted to really reach, like, a mil, but we go, I don't know if I...
You got 50K.
You about to go on a 100K. 50K. I mean, we can get to 100K. I think so for sure.
Yeah, 50K is going to make its way to MTV Jams. Or you feel me? The little Afrobeat joint. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping just the people around the world is like all up on YouTube like watching it. So like, yeah, hopefully people is just watching it over again. I might have to go home and watch it a couple times too to run those numbers up. But yeah, other than that, I mean, that's pretty much been what I had going on. Like, I came back from Vegas, so I got a COVID test. Came out negative. They actually called me the same fucking day with my results. So that shit was insane. I was blown away with that. Yeah, I didn't know they was doing testing that quickly, but I guess we kind of needed that in like January. And it's like, September now, so it's kind of like, I feel y'all like getting it together, but like, we need that a little sooner. But other than that, though, yeah, been good. Just, yeah, man, just trying to get on my grind like everybody else, man, and try to get to the bread. So what about y'all, though, man? He's been working and shining, so I mean, you know.
Hey, man, you feel me? It's
hard work.
Yeah, like all we do, we lock ourselves in the dungeon, you feel me, week in, week out, you feel me? We just lock ourselves in, you feel me? And we just create, bro, like.
Nah, I mean, I'm very aware of like how y'all get down and how y'all work, because I mean, and we're getting a little off path, but like I've definitely walked in the crib at school and like seeing just like y'all two locked in like on the computer and just like hella blunts and just like
trying to work it out from there to here, it's the same thing.
So that's what's up.
What currency say, you feel me? Ain't nothing changed but the address.
Respect, and that's real, bro. Can always bring life back to a currency bar, bro. One of the most consistent niggas in the game. A model that everybody should follow, actually, for whatever you're doing is, in terms of consistency, is Spitter. So
I be trying to let people know, bro.
Yeah, man. But that's what's up. But so I mean, from there, I guess, Alistair, man. We actually, you want to share your week? How your week been? Your week been good?
Yeah, my week was good. I just worked all week long.
Respect. I didn't want to exclude you because you was just cool. What?
She didn't introduce herself, though.
I mean, if she want to put herself out there, I mean, she can. I mean,
nah, she all right.
She all right.
that's my muse. So she got on everything that I got, like everything that we, like, you know, we thinking about doing. Like, because what it is now is like we're trying to get everything that fits more for like smaller women, like the smaller ones. So we got to try new things. And I just am fortunate enough to have a smaller one. So I use it as my muse that just, and I try to put everything that I see on that. So she got on the same shirt I got on right now. You know what I mean? So it's like now we know that, hey, that'll come out, you know.
And it'll fit the right way.
Yep. And we know we can get the sizing right.
Wow, life imitating art.
For sure.
That's beautiful. Yep. That's beautiful. Poetic.
Yep.
But from there, man, Alistair, can you hold us down with the top five for this week?
Top five.
This week's top five is top five color combinations. Anybody feel bold enough to start?
Yeah, I mean, if y'all wanna jump, I feel like y'all gonna take the bombest combinations, but I'm interested to hear what y'all think like goes together. Like,
so we doing top five all time or top five of the fall?
Oh, I mean, we could just do all time. Bro. Nah, do all time.
If you do fall, I was like,
do all time.
I changed my whole list.
Nah, cause I don't got enough diversity for just the fall.
Well, color combinations.
Yeah. So like any like two. Shit, if you want to even take it to three, you can. But any two color combination that you think go together.
Well, shit. All of, like, the primary colors always go together. To like, red and blue, yellow, all that green. They always mesh together. So, any one of them, red, blue, green, yellow, they always go together. So, I would say, within them four, you could get purple. You could get, you know, lime green. You could get navy blue, sky blue. Like, it's all about like what part of the hue you want to use in that color. So you can get thousands of colors from there. So mine, I would say like red and probably burgundy, red and gold, red and green shit, red and silver.
I always thought red and green was kind of Christmassy though. That's what
but I see, people say Christmas, I think of Freddy Krueger. So it's like, red and green stripes are like, you know,
I guess that goes on kind of like the hue thing that you was talking about. Like,
yeah, it's like the color. It depends on, you know, and green and purple is like shit.
That's Joker.
You know what I mean? So it depends. What you got on purple and gold? Like, that goes too. Like,
that's them, a good combo.
You know what I mean? So those would be mine. I would use any one of the primaries with and match it with something that's like it or something that's, you know, that goes with like another color.
So I mean, when you say, and I hate to like interrupt like the flow of the top five, but so like when you say like that, that are like each other. So like you said red and burgundy, do you feel like that's like almost like too close to put together or like?
No, well, I'm thinking from a print standpoint, they're going to show up. Like you're going to clearly be able to distinguish like
the two colors.
Right.
Okay. To create like, contrast in that regard. Okay.
It, like say if you was to go monochromatic and you put it on a red shirt with red text and the burgundy, you would see both of them. It would stick out. So it's like, all right, that like That's a red shirt.
I was concerned about like the colors, like essentially like maybe washing each other out. But again, I feel like I'm not thinking of it from like a hue perspective of like how much you can change a color. I feel like I'd be like stuck on like, all right, you said red and burgundy. I'm thinking like the Redskins burgundy and just like the reddest of like reds you can think.
It's like while we think of colors and only like the basic kindergarten like eight color spectrum, you feel me? It's like fucking thousands of colors out there. Like,
yo.
And it's like, you feel me, it's like the smallest things, like just adding a little dot of white or adding a little dot of black makes it a different color. Like, it's like, how does anyone, you feel me, say that one color
is their favorite color, right? Oh, never mind. Like, you'd be asking me, I'd be like, fuck you mean? Like, there's so many options. Like,
yeah, man. Yeah.
I think my top five, though, probably like navy blue with the baby blue.
Yeah.
Brown and green, beef and broccoli is always top five combination.
That's a good combo.
I would say blue and white always look clean. Then red, it's like red and yellow, you feel me? It's like always a banger too. Like you think about like Hot Rod, like Roddy Piper, like you feel me? Like in the shirt that he wore, like his logo, you feel me? Like that red and yellow. Bro.
Yeah.
And you think red, like you're feeling the Flash logo, you feel me? Like, or just like the Flash
character. I didn't think about the Flash.
Yeah.
Bro.
Damn. I feel like every color, like
it goes depending on how much of it you use. What you wanna put on the forefront and what you wanna just kind of subtly throw in there. Like it's like you can use, and now if it's just some wild like, all right, that doesn't even make any sense. Right.
Like you literally pick the colors out, like you put your hand on the board.
That's what we're gonna do. That one and that and this one.
No but thought put in behind it.
When you put a little bit of thought behind it and you look at it for whatever you like using it for, it's like, all right. It's all about being like, I guess like the most innovative. You wanna be that one that's like, all right, I didn't know those colors went together, but damn, that goes.
It looks good together. Yeah. Damn.
So,
yeah, I feel like my shit's about to be like super trash. Because for the most part, man, I like really taking like your basic, like really plain, like your black, white, and gray, and then trying to match that with something that like really like pops. So, like for example, like you take like a heather gray and then mix it with like a lime green. It's like okay, like that's just kind of fire. Or like the Baltimore Ravens colors. I actually think that's a really good color scheme with just like the black and then like the purple. It's two really dark colors, but at the same time, like they still pop enough for you to like see the difference in it. Whatever that color is that Jacksonville got, that green and like it's that like
teal.
Yeah, but they also like added like this gold like now too, like to like
it's
the
like
color
Vegas
too.
Is it like a Vegas gold?
I don't even know that.
They just switched up their uniforms. Like
I'm talking about like the Knights actually, like the or wait, what do you mean by Vegas?
You said Jacksonville, right?
Football team.
Yeah, Vegas gold is like that.
Oh, like that color that they.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. It's like I that, that you said that they gold, added. Bro. It's like it's weird because it's like yellow.
It's kind of like a mustard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
a little bronzy.
Yeah.
I think that's I think that's just very fire. The Miami Dolphins. Well, I mean, Florida team got by it, but that Dolphins colorway, bro.
That's
good on shoes, shirts. I ain't seen it on pants, but I mean, I'm sure you can make some sweatpants. That'll be hard as shit like that too. What am I like four? And last one, man, I just feel like you can't go wrong with a good old all black, bro. Like,
yeah,
all black is always killer.
Black on black, though.
Yeah, all black. So, I'm no color expert though, bro. That's why
I'm no color expert either. So, like, a lot of the color combinations are either jersey or shoe base as well. Like,
yeah,
for me, like a royal blue and green, kind of like the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay,
fuck with that. Red and black, of course, you know.
I forgot about
red and black. Something to be a little different. I'd say pink and gray.
That's why I fuck like you,
always.
The easy jumps you got on, I fuck with them jumps hard, bro. That's like the perfect amount of like pink in there with like.
Yeah, I was like, hi, a little splash.
I'd say black and yellow, of course, for my fourth one and my last one. I'd say kind of like the piston, the old school pistons, teal and red. I've always been in love with that color combination just because for that time, what was that, 90s? Like, that stands out. And it's like, yeah, we were doing it with the Pistons.
Shit, even those Raptors jerseys back in the day, too, though.
That
purple, red, and black.
They throw the red in there?
Them jerseys were super fire. But, man, since we were talking about, like, color combinations and shit being super fire, to take it back, like, to the beginning from where I knew, because of course I met Osiris before I met you, Bink, but to take it back to the beginning, I met Osiris, I lied and said my name was Robert. I don't know if he remembers that story or not, but anyways, we were meeting to work on somebody else's like clothing line, oddly enough. And I didn't even know Osiris had a clothing line at the time. But
it was crazy because there was so many people in that room that he did tell me his name was Robert, and I completely
forgot. Because like, and the thing is, we went around the room and everybody was like introducing themselves. Like, oh yeah, I'm Robert, and niggas was just like, oh hey, what's going on, Robert?
I was like, damn, all right, he looked like a Robert. Like, if a nigga say his name Robert, you found
him. I'm gonna be like, no, it's not.
right. And then like later on down the line, niggas found out that my name was Robert, and I got cool with Osiris and you know all the people that I actually never met from like Baltimore, which I always heard the worst things about Baltimore because you know everybody watches The Wire and it's like, hey, you know, make sure you lock up your stuff or whatever the case may be. Baltimore niggas is grimy, but y'all niggas is cool. Like I fucked with y'all. But initially it started out with like this kind of movement of like, I remember it being like Breakfast was like the movement that DAF started out. But even beyond that, like how did DAF even come about? Where does that name come from? What made you start DAF? All those questions kind of
wrapped up. So I started DAF really as a thought back in like 2009. Mm-hmm. And it was all just kind of like, I always knew like I wanted to create a brand, like always have like a fashion brand. And one day I happened to be listening to DAF Punk, just off the strength of Kanye making the song Stronger. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, like once I got into the music, I was like, damn, like, this is a dope group, like, but like I was like, I enjoyed their aesthetic though, but like they also did a lot of samples and they took a lot from like just from Black culture. Like a lot of their samples, like a lot of their big hits, you feel like come from a lot of like just either Black performers, Black singers, mm-hmm. you feel like Black techno artists, you feel like they just remixed they shit. But I was like, all right, well, just like I was like, all right, well, you feel me? Let me take this name from these French niggas since they wanted to be famous. Take this shit from Black people, you feel me? Like, they'd be all right, you feel me? I'm like, but that's, I just enjoyed the name. I was like, that's a cool name, but I just wanted to make it mean more.
Yeah.
So it first started out as doing all fly things back in 2009, because, you know, it was like just 2009 type shit. Like yeah, just
basically.
Snapbacks.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, all that kinds of Tumblr shit. So it eventually evolved into Dope Art and Finer Threads, which is what we have now. And just along the way, I met Binky back in high school in 2009. So I didn't start this with Binky in 2009. Mm-hmm. I had to scout him, you feel me, bring him in along the way.
Scout him. Wow.
And,
you
know, that's crazy.
I had to back out.
School. No, because that's we the was just in the school. We was like, I was doing my own thing, you feel me? He was doing his own thing.
Like he was working with some other people, like working on a whole nother brand.
Yeah.
Like we were supposed to like collab and stuff. And I was like, all right, cool.
Fuck them niggas, bro.
Yeah. But it never went through and like kind of like
come to Death Row Records.
Basically, like it came falling down. Everything like it just never like took like it never went anywhere. So I was like, all right. I want to keep doing this though. I was young, 13, 14 years old. So it's like, damn, like what I'm going to do? Like I want to keep doing this.
A lot of people
like,
come up with the idea, but like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
This. And then there's no real planning to do and take them.
Right.
Sounds like us in that room actually in Frostburg when there was just a bunch of niggas like, it was like, yeah, starting the slogan line. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was like, all right. I was like, I'm willing to help you feel. Yeah. So I'm like, I knew what it takes. So I'm like, all right, I'll help the guy. How you feel? But
right. Yeah. Which, terrible situation in the long run. But like you said, you scouted Bink out. Like, because I remember one day, like, we was in Frostburg. There was no Bink. And then there was Bink. And it was just like, so, all right, cool.
The way that happened was me and Bink met in high school. And when he was working with this other brand, you feel me? Like, and, like, things just didn't work out, you feel me? I always told him, like, bro, just do not quit graphic design. Like, yo, just don't quit, you feel me? Like, just whatever you do, do whatever you want in life, you feel me? Just do not give up on graphic design.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I was like, it's going time with time, you feel me? A nigga's going to need you for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, all right, bro, you feel me? I got you, you feel me? Like, he went to college in West Virginia. Like, when we first started Frostburg. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn. I was like, you feel me? Like, we're in different places. So I'm like, this isn't going to work the way you feel. Like, just the communication.
Yeah.
So at that point, it was just on me to just kind of like build the fan base at Frostburg for us to have to, for me to have to bring him out there and give him a reason to come out there.
Yeah.
So at that point, I was like, bro, I got the shit popping for us. Like,
come on.
Like, I need you here. Like, you figure I can no longer email you. I can no longer.
I wasn't having no fun in West Virginia. Like, I wasn't in Morgantown. So I was in Buckhannon, which is like a
West Virginia,
bro. West Virginia. So I was like, all right. So I transferred to Frostburg right after that. I just made sure everything was straight. I was like, look, bro, I gotta get up out of here. Like, what am I do? Like,
yeah.
I still have to go to college. Like, I can't go back home. Like,
and I was so, like, bro, you feel me? We gonna get this shit popping, bro. You feel me? We still gonna graduate. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the important part is that we still find a way to finish.
Yeah.
Which I think is still nuts to this day that, like, yeah, niggas, like, blew all that pack and still managed to
finish. Yo, still managed to finish.
Finish school on time, bro.
As many people as we've seen come and go, bro, like,
yeah, bro.
And that was really blowing pack with us, like, right next to us while we do our homework.
Yeah, bro.
It's like, bro, this is school, too.
We can know many times I've been literally in my crib just writing a paper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Finishing it up the night before and shit, but... Yeah, man. No, that's definitely dope that y'all managed to, you know, link up and stay together even, like, after the fact of, like, outside of high school. Because you know how friendships change over the course of, like, the years. You meet people, you add people to your circle, people fall out of your circle, whatever the case may be. So I think it's really dope that y'all managed to stick together. But from that point of y'all being at Frostburg and y'all putting together a whole entire, I guess, movement, did y'all feel like Frostburg was an essential part of y'all's success? Because y'all have done what y'all did at Frostburg anywhere, or do you feel like Frostburg was, like, the perfect, like, catalyst because there was people from the area that y'all may know already?
I think that we could have done what we did at Frostburg anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think what it honestly was about is the distance that we are from each other,
mm-hmm.
and how, you feel me, how we can work well with each other just being this close. It's just, we can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, we can... Yeah. We go to an island, you feel me, that don't got no shoes, that don't got no clothes, and you feel me, put us there with our sewing machine, you feel me?
And start dabbing it up.
Yeah.
No.
I gotta agree with that, because when I was introduced to Daff, it was, Bryce was like, yo, I'm about to go make this move out B-more to a pool party. I was like, all right. But I would see Bryce with his dad visor, and I was like, yo, that joint is...
Bro, I lost that hat, bro.
That joint is tough.
Goodness, bro.
So I pull up on the pool party, and I'm seeing everybody in these jerseys, and it got, like, Daff on the backwood, Padre Houston. I was like, oh, that jump. Yeah,
the customization was a very nice and an essential touch, I think.
I've definitely got to agree. I think you guys could have popped off anywhere. So yeah. I can't even deny that.
I mean, we like to make people feel like they're part of the family. Like they, you know, not y'all not just spending your money and just, all right, God, here's what
get
you
get the fuck
you
out
know.
The way. Yeah.
You know, we like to make them feel like this is a family, like you're a part of our family. Like,
help, especially if, like, you know, like that something that you ordered is going to take a while. Like, we try to, you feel me, show y'all the most love, because it's like, most.
It's like we
y'all showed us love, you feel me, because y'all taking time and patience on us to get something customized, and y'all knowing that it's going to take a little second. So,
yeah,
I was definitely out in New York with my own deaf advisor. I remember I was at a pep rally and they introduced the track team, and I'm like, I'm running down, like, with all the cheerleaders, like, ah! And they snapped a picture of me. I was like, I'm running down the tunnel, and it's like with the dash. And I was like, yeah, that's tough.
I lost mine at a concert, bro. Still to this day, man. I was sick, bro. I shouldn't have wore that shit. Because I didn't need to, but I wanted to wear it because I was like, bro, I'm like, fresh. Yeah, like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I literally was cranking, bro, at one moment. And I looked around, I was like, oh shit. And I think it was at Trelectro when Travis Scott was performing. And, like, I knew that shit. Like, there was no way I was going to find that shit out there, bro. So I was sick as hell. Man, what a fucking day. But, I mean, even just based on, like, some of the original concepts and designs that I've seen, like, y'all have, like, grown, like, tremendously. Like, it started out with just, like, I guess, I don't know if it was screen printing or what with the shirts, but, like, I'm even looking at you now. You got and I really, really need one of those polos, actually. But, like, you have a fucking polo on, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I guess, what did y'all learn along the way of, you know, developing clothing that helped you get to the point that you're at now?
I guess it was really just how you said, like, you would just come in and see us locked in. Like, when we were locked in, we were, like, always knew that we had to get to this point now. So, like, you seeing us locked in was, this is what you're seeing. Like, this is the result of you seeing us locked in. Like, every time you see us locked in, like, this embroidered polo, like, this embroidered, like, dicky shirts, like, embroidered hats.
Is that a one-on-one, bro?
It's a little sample, you feel me? It's coming out.
I figured it out. I knew it, bro.
It's a little test, you feel me? Want to see, you feel me?
Nah, it's testing well. It's doing well right now. But, so, one of the things that I always wondered about when it comes to, like, clothes is, like, how do y'all, like, and I hate to make it this simple, but like, how y'all like making like the clothes? And y'all don't gotta like give like the whole secret away, but like, I'm sure there's like different people who got like different materials or like different things that y'all like. Do y'all like how does that whole process work in terms of like deciding, okay, like this is the material that I want on this shirt, or like this is how I want this stitched on this shirt?
Well, we make streetwear. So the first, like, I guess thought is like, how durable? Like, are you gonna be able to keep it for like, you know,
for a minute?
Yeah. So that, I feel like, for with that being the first thought, it comes like next is like, okay, what material are we gonna use? And then it's like, okay, what are we gonna put on it? Like, what are we gonna make out of that material? And I guess that's from there, it's like, damn, what are we gonna design? What's going on right now? Cause we're not just gonna drop something that's just not in within it's the realm of nothing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we gotta stay within what people are buying. So it's like, how can we do that but not the same?
Same
like,
exact way.
Completely different. Like, this is that, but it's like, damn, look at that over there.
Right.
All by itself to the left. Like, you know what I mean? How do we do that? So I guess that's how it comes. The material is like, I guess it's just like, how durable is it going to be?
Y'all ever see the videos on YouTube, the guy like doing recipes, like everything but better. It's like Popeye's chicken sandwich, but
Yeah.
That's literally that. It's like, all right, that's what y'all want. We're going to do it. But better.
Yeah. Okay. Respect. I just couldn't imagine, because I would think that you got to spend a decent amount of time like picking out materials and shit and like just trying to figure out, okay, does this really work? Like, I would like to think that it's like almost like a lab situation where like, all right, like y'all get the material in, you're like, all right, first thing we got to do is we got to stress test it. We got to put it in the washing machine, see if it wash out well, and like all this other, like, you know what I'm saying, type shit.
We do that, but it's like, for as long as we've had our company, we've come across so many materials, so we remember how it does. So it's like, sometimes it is trial and error.
Yeah.
Like, but when we got it right, it's like, okay, we can use that material. Remember when we made that back 5 years ago? We can use that material, but make this.
You feel me? Running from a Ruski.
That's all it is.
Okay. Something that's kind of always been relevant, and my question is, where's the elephant come from?
So the elephant, it came from 2009, right? When it all started as a thought, I was like, damn, like, I want to have an elephant, because I thought about, you know, like, I was like just projecting like the thought of having embroidered polos, like just in 2009. But I'm like, I know I'm not at that level yet. But I'm like, I know we need a mascot, because when we get to that level of making polos, like,
it's beautiful
I'm
to like, recognize that in advance, though.
All the major brands, like, you feel me? Polo has the horse, Lacoste has the alligator, La Tigre has the tiger. Like, everybody always had like animal mascot. I'm like, what have I never seen?
The elephant. An elephant.
But, you know, it also represents like great wisdom and having great memories. So, like, when you say, you feel me, do we have to wash and, you feel me, rip and tear all these fabrics every time? Like, no, we can remember, you feel me, all right. That one worked. That one did not work.
Wow, that was a great full circle. How you about that? We love full circle moments here at the AB podcast. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I'm just going to take some time to just clap it up and acknowledge that, because that was great. That was great. But, so, all right. One thing that I did notice recently, and I don't know if this is something that everybody's aware of, but it went from just being like Daft to like Daft. Was it Exquisite Goods?
Yep. Daft Exquisite Goods Company.
Okay. So, what brought that about? That was very interesting to me to see that. Because, I mean, even like I went to the website too to peep and be like, well, for one, asked me for a password to actually get on the website, which I was like, I don't know if I want to message these niggas and ask for the password. Like, I don't know if I'm allowed to have it. I'm going to just ask them when I see it. But, like, yeah, what brought on that?
So, we just wanted a small change of pace, but we wanted everyone to know, like, and no offense, you feel me, we just didn't want anyone to recognize us as Daft Clothing or Daft Clothing Line anymore.
Okay.
We wanted to, like, we're more than just clothing.
Lifestyle, yeah,
gotcha. And just even beyond the lifestyle, like just everything, like from like just hardware, like just from hard goods to soft goods, because soft goods is technically considered clothes, but like hard goods, you know, it's just all the stuff like hard drives or like just anything that we can make, like just anything that we'll get our hands on next. You feel me? Like,
hard drives,
like anything that we can make, tables, like it could be furniture, it could be pillows, it could be throws, it could be a piano. Like, just whatever we make.
I'd actually like to see y'all get into the pillow game. Because I want to see what that's going to look like. I feel like a Daft pillow in
testing
the crib
it out.
Will be real fire. But I mean, since we're like, you know, we're talking about, you know, a few things that y'all like plan on doing, like you said, hard drives. I mean, is that like the extent of where you plan to take it? I mean, do you guys plan on maybe even getting like a storefront or like what, like, I guess what are some of the next steps y'all plan to take?
So the plan is to eventually get a storefront, but for now, we want to just kind of travel around and like just see what love we get from whatever cities, you know, like just from whatever orders that like we get online. We'll just, you know, travel around to these cities and just do different pop-ups and things like that just to kind of build a fan base there before we, like, set a real stone, like, storefront somewhere. And just, you know, go where we have most love.
Respect. That's kind of like taking the, like, the rapper approach almost. Yeah. Like, you're a rapper from your city, and, you know, you got streams and you see, like, okay, well, the stream's coming from here, here, and here. Let's go set up here and see how much love that we can get. And it's just kind of crazy to see how like clothing and like music are like super like art. Synonymous, like art thing. In general. Right. Yeah. So like, I just think that that's super dope that y'all like already have that mindset and y'all are moving in that manner to try to like move your brand forward and push it to people out there. But to take a step back, something that I always like to ask people is, what were some of the most difficult things that y'all went through as like DAF? Well, not DAF was good, but as DAF Clothing or DAF Clothing Line, like what were some of the hardest things that y'all went through? Like, was there ever a point in time where it's like, you know what, man, like, nah, like, fuck it. Like, let's like not do DAF anymore. Like, let's like stop doing DAF. I feel like it's funny because I'm sure there's probably that moment a couple times.
I feel like everybody, like if you really love what you're doing and it's really like taking a toll on you and if that's the route you feel that you're going, I mean, I feel like every company will have that. Like, you know, it's, I feel like, yeah, we've had those moments, but it's like, we look at the bigger picture, like, bro, if we ain't doing this, how we going to get up out of here?
Yeah.
How we going, like, what we going to do? What we going, you going to go work for somebody? I'm going to work for somebody. We just going to be friends. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, we ain't going to try to get ourselves out of this situation.
Right.
So it's like, this is like, man, we doing this because we love to do it, one, but it's like, man, we could see the bigger picture. Like, this can help everybody. Like, we're really doing something that can really change a lot of people's lives if we stick to it.
What y'all doing.
You know what I mean? So, I feel like, yeah, we've had those moments, but it's not gonna, it's like, it's not too serious.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You look
yeah.
at it like, all right. You serious? We gonna go get jobs now? Like, like, you know what I mean? We gonna go work for the band now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got me by the balls, bro.
But nah, I'm not saying it like that. But I'm just saying like without doing, like, you know, without doing
what
you really want to do.
Right,
you know what I mean? Just being content. You just going.
What's your favorite part about being a part of the DAF team? For both of y'all?
Just making just coming up with new designs, just new swag, just everything, just new, just like, what if we do this? It's like a, just how can we keep on building from this? Like, what can we come that's new? Even if it's wild and outrageous, like, all right, we can dumb that down to where we need it. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, it's like just seeing what we can do next is like the most exciting part, like for me, you know.
I think the most exciting part for me is just seeing everyone's reaction. Like, just seeing, like, just the love y'all show us, like, whenever, like, we drop something and we, like, I don't know, let's just see, like, well, let's just see how this works. Like, just see how they react to it. Like, just either they like it or we don't. Like, if they don't, we go back to the drawing board. You feel me? If they like it, you feel me? We keep going. But, like, just seeing, like, all the love that we do get is, like, it's always a great feeling.
All right, respect. And like I said, I've been following the journey for a minute, like, ever since, like, the first day we, like, they actually approached me to shoot like a ad for like one of their like shirts for like the breakfast line, which I was like, me, y'all want me to shoot an ad? And they was like, yeah, bro, it's gonna be hella girls, bro, just do it. And I was like, yeah. Let's do it, guys. Let's do it. So I, like you said, I always felt like I was a part of like everything, even though I'm not like sitting there with y'all directly. I always felt like I was a part of like the growth that, I mean, I'm not taking credit for like anything these niggas have done.
Anybody that's is along in our journey is definitely a part of our growth. Anybody that contribute anything, we ever came to you like, hey, yo, need you to do this. Can you please help us out? Like, you're very much appreciated. Like,
and the thing is, before we changed our name to Exquisite Goods, it was just like DAF La Familia. Like, everything was just La Familia. Cause,
the family.
Yeah. Like, whenever you be around, like, whenever you hang around DAF, you come to a DAF event, I want you to feel like you home or like you had a cookout with your family. Like, all right, that's your cousin over there. You feel like, that's your cousin that smoke weed. That's your cousin that drink liquor. Like, but everybody cool, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Everybody come together at the end of the day. I respect. On a completely, no, it's still related, but off topic note. Yeah, I'm gonna need like one of them jumps, like for real. I'm gonna need one of them, like for real. I don't know how we can set it up, bro, but like, let me know when they drop it or if I can get like an exclusive drop, cause like, yeah, I fuck with that John Hart. But yeah, so
oh, I was gonna ask about the box for the jerseys that y'all sold, cause I just caught the Pistons remix that y'all dropped. Can you go into just how much work went into this? Cause honestly, yeah, I was blown away. Cause they were like, yeah, did you order something? And I was like, yeah. I'm just thinking like a regular UPS box about to be at the door. And I get a picture of it. I'm like, yo. So can you please just explain this to me?
So that was just like a long time coming. So it's just like, this has been a work in progress. Honestly, since we've made since we've made our very first customizable jersey, like the breakfast jerseys, like y'all, the baseball jerseys that y'all seen and talked about, like from when y'all first met us, like from that point, like each time that we've made a customizable jersey, we always wanted to like level up in some way just to like show y'all even more appreciation, you feel me, for just showing love to us and supporting us, you feel me, and buying a jersey. So we were like, how can we step it up this time? Because before, like when we released our hockey jerseys, we released a kind of, not really a trading card per se, but like more so a thank you card. So we were like, how can we like just step that up? Like what would be more in line like with the thing? Like he was like, all right, well, let's get a custom trading card as well as let's just put it in a box. Like we were thinking about like, you know, all of the 90s sneaker boxes, like how just dope they were. You feel like, all right, how does it feel to get something like just a new pair of shoes and just open it up and be like,
yeah. Box. Like I just want to leave it in the box. Exactly. Like, yeah. You know, so.
We just want to bring that. We want to bring back the feeling, like just the nostalgia feeling of the, like just the 90s essence. But as well as keep it futuristic, as well as like updated into what like fashion is going on now.
Like, I felt that. Yeah, man. Unfortunately, the weather, you know, changes the season, but I'm gonna definitely crush that one day. Like, can't wait.
Sure, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, to take it from there, damn, I literally had my question in my head and I lost it too. So what happens when you look at your phone in the middle of a podcast episode? Shit, well, let me ask y'all this to kind of switch gears from Dad Clothing for a second. We all know that recently one of the biggest things that's happened on the internet has been the Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion, I guess, debacle. Now that Tory Lanez has released his album and, I see her eyes already cutting over there in the corner. Now that Tory Lanez has released his album and he's like kind of broke his silence and spoke on it. I personally haven't listened to it, but I've heard what some people have had to say about what he had to say. How do y'all feel about the situation presently?
Tory Lanez a bitch ass nigga. We just going, you feel me, calling like it is.
I don't pull no pistols on no woman. I know you little, but... You can't pull no gun.
They said they lied about his height too, but
It was like a five heartbeat situation, you feel me? Five heartbeats, Harlem Nights. So like, you feel me? Like, you still don't shoot that girl, like, you feel me?
Like, come on, bro.
I'm with you. And he was wilding out, because I mean, I just can't see a lot of situations where you gotta shoot somebody, especially a woman in the foot. Like,
no.
But, like, even everybody like, talking about, you feel me, like, how drunk and belligerent she gets or whatever and how angry she gets when she's drunk or whatever, you feel me? Regardless of all of that, you feel me, you still don't shoot that girl, bro. Sure. Like,
Because you can't even come out yourself and be like, oh, I was drunk. I'm sorry.
Tory has security anyways. If it got to that point, like, they should have been separated and then blah, 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 blah. So, like, I'm really just, like, I just really want to know the real story. And I feel like we're just never going to get it.
But even, you feel me, like, when Max O'Cream spoke on it, you feel me, he said, you feel me, they pulled pistols on his manager the same day.
He backed up out the truck. Yeah, I seen that.
So, it's like, you feel me, it's like, I don't know, bro. You can't, you feel me, you can't be like,
can't go hard on a woman.
Yeah, bro.
Go hard on this man, right? Everybody got to.
Yeah, you got to go hard on everybody.
You got to keep that same energy.
You know what I mean? But he's from Toronto, though, so.
I found it funny.
Canada niggas different. Yeah, they just.
They a lot of Canada followers I got, they were like, yeah, this is probably his best work. I've never heard anything better from him.
To Tory Lanez. I'm not listening to Tory Lanez.
Yeah, I didn't listen to him before that, but it's like, all right, bro.
It's definitely no reason for me to listen now.
I thought when he made the announcement, he's like at 9 o'clock Pacific. I'm gonna set the story straight. I'm thinking he's gonna come on live.
Yeah, he dropped. Like, okay. That's why it's crazy because like the hottest thing he's done for his career is the Instagram live thing all quarantine. You feel me?
And you fumbled like, the bag,
yo.
Nah, live would have exposed him too much.
Yeah,
that's why he didn't do that.
He would have had to say it like look right the people in the face and
people's
say
comments
it, like,
coming up too at the same time.
Like, yeah, popping it. Use a lie.
Yeah.
Right.
They could have just, you feel me, requested each other on live real quick.
I don't think we still would have got the story.
Nah.
Because they would have just been screaming back and forth.
Right, right. You know how that shit go on live. Like, nobody's ever like diplomatic about like, okay, I spoke for 5 minutes. Now you can
speak. It's
kind of
crazy,
minutes.
Even honestly, that we even have the story, period.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? It's like, she got shot, like, how that's supposed to be, like, some disclosed information.
Yeah.
Like, if anyone gets shot, you feel me, like, that's supposed to be, like, a police record and all that kind of shit, right?
Is there?
I mean,
there is. I mean, they still investigate
for the shots.
They still investigate.
I
feel like a lot of this is supposed to be disclosed information. So it's like,
but when you're a rapper, nothing is disclosed.
Exactly.
Like, they
and
probably,
then with the Twitter police, you know, like everything's gonna leak out there in some way and be like,
yeah.
Did you know that this is the same neighborhood? And Pop Smoke got shot at? Like, it's something.
Yeah,
that's how it be.
Related
so,
to
nah,
like, they're gonna always do that. So
yeah, I mean, I just truly wish that like I could just like know exactly what happened, just to be like, yo, like Tori, like what the fuck, like, you was geeking, like what the fuck was you really like thinking, like. Like, I know, bro, everybody been drunk before, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever, and I'm sure, like, niggas bump into you, like, when you out, you'd be like, oh, what the fuck? But, like, you ain't ever been like, yo, like, I need to shoot a nigga right now because, like, some shit went left, like, after
bro,
you got drunk.
Even at my craziest days, gone off the hen dog, like, I ain't never, like,
I got to
shoot
this. Right, you ain't never been in that mode.
Like, nah.
That's like, what I'm like, the most I'm trying to do, you feel me, like, when I'm that drunk is get some ass before I'm trying to shoot a nigga, bro. Like, it's like, where's your mind at that?
Right.
Like, what are you doing, bro?
Right. It don't make no sense. But I guess if you're 5'3", you probably shouldn't drink that heavily anyways. I feel like it's just
like,
it's a recipe for disaster.
Sip.
Yeah.
A sip of alcohol. That's it.
And it's crazy because all my life I was a short nigga, you feel me? So I thought I had like short nigga.
All my life I was a short
yo.
But bro, like I feel like
it
I don't
go,
be
it's
like,
level
5'3".
Yo. I feel like I don't be acting like you
I'm
feel like
giant.
I'm like, you like, oh, the short nigga be going crazy. I'm like, yo, I must be average height now.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel me? I might have grown.
it really don't make no sense. Like,
did y'all hear about Dr. Dre's wife and how she's emptying some of his bank accounts to his businesses because of this divorce?
I heard something about she owned his name or something like that.
I didn't even hear that.
I think she's trying to claim everything
that she could put her hands
like
on.
The name Dr. Dre.
Because once you touch $1 billion, unless you're Bezos.
Everybody coming after that, but
nigga, what would I even do with $1 billion?
Yeah, well, I mean, what would you do?
I could do that.
I mean, yeah,
I mean, yeah,
you still
but like,
have a lot
but like realistically,
like,
bro, like nobody really needs that much bread, bro. Like, what the fuck
billion.
Are you gonna do? You gonna
I mean,
buy some more
nice.
Money? Like,
you gonna buy some
yeah.
more money?
I mean, that's what you do. Get more acquisitions to your business and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
But like I said, at a certain point, bro, even just to like live your life, bro, like
it's like right, you're not so, even living right, no more. You're just working 24/7.
Right.
Like,
let me ask you,
not enjoying your billions.
You gonna take, you feel me, $100 million? Or you gonna take the dinner with Jay-Z?
Give me the $100 million, bro. Fuck that. I ain't trying to sit down with that big lip nigga. You know what I'm saying? That sounded really terrible, but
yeah.
Like, I don't need to sit down with Jay-Z, bro. Give me $100 million. What, you gonna tell me a secret? You gonna tell me, invest in stocks. I'll be like, that's it, Jay?
That's what it say, baby. That's what Forbes Twitter be on it. Be like, yo, take that dinner with Jay-Z, bro.
Nah, I'm not taking that dinner. Give me the $100 million, bro.
And then you think you're gonna have that times 10.
I mean, if I could crack a joke,
it
was $100 million.
Anybody's gonna take
$100 million. But.
$100 million over anything. It's like, all right.
Like, if you like $1,000 for a dinner with Jay-Z, then it's like, I might as well go sit down with you.
I might as well just go
like, maybe I could, like, you know what I'm saying, get some game off or learn something, you know what I mean? But $100 million? Come on, man. That's easy, bro.
Yeah.
That's the easiest move.
Bro.
You spend $1 million and still have $99 million left, bro. Like,
yeah.
Well, you can literally fuck off $1 million, bro. And it'd be like, and it'd be cool. Like, it won't be that big of a deal. But, like, you can go to dinner with Jay-Z, and then you step to the table, and you may not like the way you was dressed, or, like, I don't know, or some shit, and you'd be like, yeah, it's a wrap.
Get this nigga out of here.
Yeah.
We gotta go, B.
Dinner might be 5 minutes.
Right, so.
Get him out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep these ass niggas.
Nah, I'm cool. But, Sorry, I'm just looking at this.
I ain't even updated. What time is it at?
Like 40 minutes. No, like 50 actually. Almost 50.
Last bit of, I mean, it's not really news anymore, but Cardi and Offset about to split up officially. And they're saying that Offset felt embarrassed about the WAP video being released and how she's creating thought music.
Offset should be embarrassed that he's acting the way that he is with his great family upbringing that he had that a lot of people don't talk about. So
Offset misses his granny, okay? Y'all need to leave that brother alone. That's fair. Okay? Grandma. He's just acting out because he misses his grandma. Like, that is a nigga crying for help, okay? And maybe Cardi B couldn't see that.
Way to flip it.
I like that, and make it
something where Cardi B couldn't see. So like Offset fucked up. I agree with you 100%, honestly.
But then again, Finn, maybe he is dot Nash nigga. You Finn, who knows? Finn ain't my relationship.
You know? Yeah, man. I feel like with the whole celebrity relationship thing, it's just, it's real dicey, bro.
You know, you know what you get yourself into. Also, he's getting himself into.
Nah, some niggas be selling dreams, bro. I will say that too. Like,
I think the only thing that upsets me about their relationship is that they just bought that big ass house.
Yo.
So I'm like, damn, what the hell y'all niggas gonna do that shit?
Stay on separate sides of it, I guess.
And I was a rich nigga, bro. Yeah. Like, if I was a nigga with money, like a rapper like that, you feel me? That's what I'd be on. You want a divorce? All right, we're gonna split the house right
down the middle. It's all come on my side.
Yep, get some pictures this down. Yep. We gonna mark this all the way down.
Where the kitchen's over there?
Oh, hey, that house probably got like 2 to 3 kitchens.
Yeah,
it like, they installed a kitchen on that side. You feel me?
Easily, so they should be fine. I mean, but you know, people, nobody want to stay in the same like vicinity of nobody if they getting separated. So.
I don't know, bro. Your house big enough? You feel me?
I mean, I'd
be really be on the other side.
Like, you feel me? Like,
you can have a whole party on the other side of the crib, bro. Yeah. And like, yeah, but nah, you'd be surprised, bro. Once people is in that mode of like, oh, that's fuck you, then it's like,
yeah,
all best is off. So. I don't know how they gonna work it out, but shout out to them. Yeah, also, man, go out and vote, man, so we get rid of Trump. Cool. Hope everybody's on the same page.
He's not leaving.
Great. You say he's not leaving?
He said he's not leaving peacefully.
Well, he said that indirectly. He said they asked if there was gonna be a peaceful transfer of power, which he was kind of just like, he didn't really answer. He was just like,
Nah.
Realistically, if he does happen to lose the election, he's going to fuck up as much shit as possible and then maybe leave. Or not just leave, and then like he'd be like the dictator of America for like the rest of our lives.
Ooh.
Which would kind of suck.
Not somebody would take him out.
I'm surprised somebody ain't done it now.
Yeah.
Yo, shooters don't shoot no more, apparently.
No, they don't.
No. Like, unless you're a person of color, actually. That's about it. So,
sad joke, but.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, bro. Actually, don't want to really get into that subject at all, man. It's a damper on this Sunday, man. Y'all football, Bink, you're a football fan, right?
Yeah.
You like the Ravens?
Yeah, they're cool.
This nigga said they're cool. You got Lamar Jackson, bro. Uh-huh. Big trust in you saying that Ravens is cool. That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. They about to take the Super Bowl this year?
I mean, shit.
Don't care.
I hope so.
Hey, man. I honestly, I'm a Cowboy fan, so I've been hoping for a long time, so I just don't see it.
And y'all future this year?
Nah, it's just, you know how like you can tell a team just like got it, you know what I mean, like to win a Super Bowl? And I feel like we got a lot of talent, but like we just don't have like it. You know what I mean? Like that grit.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. It does.
No, you said you guys have a lot of talent.
Yeah, but we don't have it. Like, there's an it factor.
On paper, yeah, but I just feel like y'all always do this. And y'all always have this hype. And y'all just always just, mail it in.
Because it's honestly, it's the cohesion, bro. You feel me? It's like when you got a lot of niggas, that's a lot of talent. You feel me? It's a lot of egos.
Yeah.
You feel me? So it's a lot of niggas that don't want you to be please.
Number one. I just think for the Cowboys specifically, I feel like it's a franchise of people who feel like they've already accomplished everything they need to accomplish. So nobody's striving to go the extra mile. Niggas get on screen and talk about like, hey, yo, we wanna win a Super Bowl. But it's like, bro, you walk into this nice ass facility and it's like already nice for you, bro. Like, what's there to cry for, bro? Like, The shit is like, there's hot tubs at everybody's lockers and shit, and it's just like, bro, like, we got it good. Like, all we gotta do is go out there, play a little bit, make it look like we say we work hard, yeah. And then we can, you say we can party after that.
It's better that than people still riding off the Super Bowl hype from, what, 3 years ago now? So it's like...
But you got to witness your team win a Super
Bowl. Oh, no, and that was the greatest thing.
While you were able to, like, comprehend the game of football.
That's,
so
that's
like,
definitely top five.
You shouldn't even, like...
But nah, I can still complain because I want another one. Like, I'm not just gonna be complacent.
See, that's a problem, bro. Just like Offset, niggas is greedy, bro. Just never satisfied, bro. Niggas is never satisfied. But before we wrap up the episode today, man, is there anything that y'all want to let the people know? Y'all want to, you know, rattle off some social medias, words of wisdom, next pop up shop. This is your chance to do so.
All right, so we just want to say new collection coming soon. Stay tuned for that. Also, go to our website, daffclothing.us, and subscribe for updates. You feel me? Get posted on whenever the site drops. And for just any new arrivals, we want to say stay positive, stay healthy, stay dangerous. Okay? Want to say give thanks. Mm-hmm. No, you got to wake up and give thanks. Just to, you know, just give thanks for being alive. Feel me? Right. Some niggas didn't wake up this morning, you feel me? But real niggas did.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bank.
Shit, man. West Side get the money.
Simple and plain. I like it. I like it. Alistair, you want to leave the people with your stairs to greatness for this week?
Absolutely. This week's stairs to greatness. Find your value. Invest in yourself. Be great. Short and sweet. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Dr_DoWork. Follow our podcast page, AMB.Podcast. Make sure you keep fucking with us, keep rocking with us, because like I always say, y'all the tires, we're the vehicle, we're not going anywhere without y'all. So, thought you close.
Lovely. Yeah, man, I don't got anything profound to say, and I say that every single week. Then I always go on to say something profound. So, yeah, all I'll say is just, you don't got to buy what they're selling if you don't want to, bro. Just do your own research, make your own decisions, and then keep it moving from there. You can follow me on social media, Young Tamarack on Twitter, YOUNGTAMARACK. On Instagram, it's Kofi Bryce _ KOFIBRYCE _. And yeah, pick your spots and hit your shots, bro. A layup's just as good as a three-pointer. Not the same value, but I mean, you still get a bucket either way, my G. So, and with that being said, man, at the end of this week's episode, you're going to hear Project Purple by Chris Cassius. This has been another week of the AMB Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Peace. We out. Gripping on my nine while I'm loading up my nine. Her boyfriend walk inside, I'ma hear them in his mind. Go to church with my mama so God can keep me from dying. She want me out the streets and I told her mama I'm trying. These niggas keep on pushing me, they getting out of line. Bang on the nigga, bang, bang on the nigga, hey. Bang on the nigga, bang, bang on the nigga, hey. Bang on the nigga, bang, bang on the nigga, hey. Bang on the nigga, bang, bang on the nigga, hey. In the sea all in my cup, rolling woods, no smoke, no dust. On my dick, she like the sun, you gon' let me fuck a word. In the sea all in my cup.